right, guys, let's go ahead and get ourselves into the call. And as I was teasing you on the Facebook wall tonight, we've got a phenomenal call lined up for you. Because, you see, Dr. Tony is an herbalist. He's a naturopath. He's a nutritionist. He's also got a master's in psychology and a Ph.D. in addiction. You know what? He's not only the formulator of our Isofruits and Healthy Greens, but he's a fantastic author. He has 14 books now out, and we're going to be talking about one of them a little bit later tonight. I'm not going to reveal the name of it right now. I'm going to actually have him do that later in the call. You can see Dr. Tony on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN News, nationwide. He's absolutely in demand wherever he goes. Please, guys, welcome to the call. My favorite leprechaun from Ireland, Dr. Tony O'Donnell. Good evening, Tony.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm telling you what, that energy is infectious. Kevin, I'm jumping up and down here. I'm bouncing up and down like a big, tall leprechaun.
Well, be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
I don't want to do that, Kevin. You are so great. I love your
hey,
energy.
Hey, it is always good to have you. You know how much I love interviewing you. Well, you know how much I love you, first off. But interviewing you on these international calls is phenomenal and quite a pleasure for me. So thank you, Susan and Chris, for allowing me to do this tonight. And Tony, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
So let's just dive right in, Tony. We've got a lot of new people on this call tonight that may have never heard you speak about, some of my favorite products, of course, are Isogreens and our Isofruits. I mean, they're phenomenal, phenomenal products. And I've heard you say many times that plants, the blood that flows through plants is like one gene away from being the equivalent of the blood that flows through a human being. How important is that with regards to how they can impact our human body?
Well, very good question, Kevin. There's bundles of research now that has come out about the efficacy and the potency and the therapeutic benefits of a plant-based diet and why free radicals are a nuisance and why they create accelerated aging and oxidative stress because we all rust on the inside. And it seems that based on the research in cultures and in populations that get adequate amounts of dark leafy greens or colored superfoods based on the research not only from the AMA, the American Medical Association, but also the National Institute of Health, the National Cancer Institute, various other organizations, Kevin, all extol the health benefits of color is crucial in the fight against degenerative disease. And what I've done is over the years, having met and lived and spent time and worked among some of the longest-lived people in the world, I wanted to understand what they were eating from a nutritional standpoint, what effect it had on them biologically, physiologically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. And I discovered some remarkable stuff, Kevin. I found that we know that the further away we get from the land, the sicker we become, and the closer we stay to the land, the healthier we become. So these indigenous tribes that have tremendous longevity. They seem to have a very happy, easygoing way of life, seem to consume lots of plant life, particularly colored superfoods, which are high on the DNA chain. They are the first product of life. They're full of chlorophyll, which, as you just mentioned, is the blood of plants with almost an identical molecular structure as hemoglobin, which is the blood of human beings. And I was fascinated by that, coming from Ireland, where we eat a lot of fried food, saturated fat, trans fats. Now, I was concerned about the structure of our food, the structure of our protein, the nature of our food and where it comes from and the efficacy and the potency of it and the synergistic blend of it and what it does to the body and how it affects body. And we know from all of the research, Kevin, from all over the world now, from all the different organizations, some of them I just mentioned, that color is crucial in protecting us against the onslaught of free radicals from the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water that we drink. So hence I put together our Isofruits and our Healthy Greens to address some of the common issues that we're faced with on a daily basis, such as air pollution, environmental toxins, pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides, hence these formulas.
Wow. That was quite an answer, Tony, and very thorough. Thank you very much for that. So in your research, obviously, you know, coming from Ireland, you know all about the greens. Well, let's talk about the greens first. Let's talk about, you know, what it's like to consume them, how we should use them, why we should use them, and what they're equivalent to. I mean, if I was to use a scoop of greens, how much would that replace as far as like eating a salad or two or three or four or a dozen? And, you know, let's talk a little bit about that right now.
Sure, Kevin. Well, we never make any claims on any of our calls, and that is never the objective of any of these calls or company policy or procedure or making claims about any of our products, what they can or cannot do. However, we can say this, Kevin. The root cause and the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, as I just mentioned momentarily, all agree, all of the researchers and doctors from around the world all agree that the nutritionists, in fact, all agree that if we don't get enough antioxidants, we lessen our chance of having a better quality of life. It's as simple as that. So one scoop of our greens gives you 10,000 milligrams of all of these amazing superfoods which are listed in our product, 10,000 milligrams of our fruit, which you normally would not get on a daily basis. You couldn't eat 10 pounds of fruits and 10 pounds of vegetables. You'd be going to the restroom and your stomach would be distended and you'd be bloated and distended and have terrible discomfort and gas and bloating, and that would not make one feel very comfortable. So one scoop of our greens is like taking 7 to 9 salads per scoop. It's concentrated, potent, vibrant, alive, energetic superfoods that are untreated with heat, because when you heat anything over 110, 115 degrees Fahrenheit, you destroy enzymatic activity and consequently the future life of the plants. So we take all of these herbs from around the world, from different cultures that have tremendous longevity and have tremendous health. And I looked at the research and I wanted to put together a product that would leave a legacy, that would impact human life, that would make a difference in the lives of our fellow man and woman. So all of the herbs are researched. All of the superfoods are researched for their therapeutic health benefits. And we didn't just put together by chance or by choice a selection of herbs. They were selected based on their efficacy and potency, Kevin, and their therapeutic benefits. And that's one of the reasons why when people take our products, they feel remarkable, because the body is missing vital nutrients that we don't get on a daily basis. You go to these restaurants now and you go out to stores and you buy food that is nutritionally bankrupt. It has no vitamins, no minerals. There's no antioxidants in it. The food is transported long distances in poor refrigerated trucks across our country, polished and genetically modified and oxygenated, and exposed to the harsh elements of our environment. And as a result, it suffers a lot of oxidative stress. So when we take it into our body, it has little or no nutritional value. The opposite is true of our products. They're packed, they're potent, they rejuvenate, they restore, they replenish, they build, they alkalize, they feed, and they detoxify, they cleanse, deodorize, and they give life, if you will, to a body that is deficient of vital nutrients. It's as simple as that. And we know, Kevin, from cultures that consume copious amounts of dark leafy greens and colored superfoods, they seem to live longer, they're leaner, they're fitter and healthy, and from a psychological, biological, physiological standpoint, they're also able to concentrate better academically, mentally, emotionally, and physically. They seem to feel better. They have better skin, hair, and nails, because the vital nutrients that's in the food that they're eating is not there. So we put it back in with our fruits and greens. That's the bottom line.
Oh, awesome answer, Tony. And you know what? You're right. I couldn't possibly eat 7 to 9 salads. I'd never make it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't want to really dive into this too deep because, I don't, like you said, we don't make claims. But I would invite people on the call to go out and Google the reason that they want their bodies to be highly oxygenated. And plants do that for us. And that's an awesome result of using these products, Tony.
Thank you, Kevin. And that's one of the reasons why we should take our green and red superfoods, because green foods are the highest, as I said, on the DNA chain. They are the first product of light. They're full of chlorophyll, rich life, energy enhancing, producing phytonutrient, antioxidant protection. So it's like taking a warm, hot, soothing bath for the inside of our cells. I had spoken to someone today who's an engineer on NBC Radio here in Los Angeles, and he told me when he stopped taking the greens, he gained 20 pounds. He said, why would that be? And I said, well, what green foods do is they reset your biological terrain. They reset your biological clock. What they do is they raise the heat ratio in the human body, because the calories are a measure of how much heat is in the human body. And when we raise our basal metabolic rate, we make our body much more fuel efficient, meaning that it breaks down our proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And when we don't give it the right nutrients, hence we gain a significant amount of weight. So it's like a fine-tuned car, a fine-tuned racehorse. When you give your body the right nutrients, And a journey, Kevin, as you know, of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And that's one of the many reasons why when people start our products, they feel so many remarkable health benefits. It's just hard to imagine going a day without these remarkable products.
You know, I absolutely agree. So let's just talk about the use of the products real quick, Tony. Can we put a scoop of greens in our shake? Is that advisable?
Absolutely. First thing in the morning on an empty stomach, what I do, Kevin, is I take the shake in the morning, the chocolate shake, the berry harvest shake. I do a scoop of greens, a scoop of fruits. I'll add in some almond milk, coconut water in there, some blueberries and bananas, and that's how I start my day. And I notice, Kevin, and not only am I leaner and fitter and healthier, I'm 56 years old, soon to be 57, and most people are guessing my age at 35, 36, so you can imagine how I feel when someone tells me that they're guessing my age at 20 years younger than what I am. We also know, Kevin, from research, this is from UCLA, David Geffen School of Medicine, Los Angeles. This is a big study that was done for about 18 years, men 55 and older, I believe, women 65 and older. They gave them protein, Kevin, and they found that the men and women who took copious amounts of good, clean protein, such as that which you find in our Isagenix products, lived longer, were leaner, were fitter, were healthier, and were less likely to die prematurely and seemed to be happier and had better overall health than those who did not. So protein and green superfoods and red superfoods provide the first line of defense in the fight against oxidative damage and, of course, as we all know, our toxic world, we're exposed to more xenoestrogens, we're exposed to more plastics, pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides, ding-dongs, donuts, Big Gulps, French fries, soda pop, pizza, Pepsi, bladder busters, Prozac. We have so much destructive elements that we're faced with on a daily basis. It keeps us sick, and we have to balance it out by consuming copious amounts of these superfoods, which address some of the health conditions that we're faced with on a daily basis. You only have one life. And you got to choose carefully what you put in your body. And this is why you need to choose greens. You need to choose fruits. You need to cleanse. You need to take your protein. You must take your fiber. You must live joyously and purposefully and happily. And in doing so, you create an energy that links you and connects you with your higher power, whoever that is to you. Wayne Dyer calls this God consciousness. And in so doing, you can have a better quality of life in the context of love and joy, meaning you have more purpose, you have more happiness, you have more connection. You have more meaning, you have more joy, and you're able to impact people on a whole different level.
Oh, awesome answer, Tony. Thank you very, very much for that. Now, can we consume too much greens? Is there a suggested dose, Tony? I mean, can I take 2 scoops a day, 3 scoops a day? Should I stop at 1? What do you suggest?
Well, we suffer a lot of health challenges, as you know, in this country, and anybody that has a degenerative disease, they can take some extra greens and fruits on a daily basis. Balance is really the key. You can drink pretty much as much as you want. I take it sometimes 3 times, 4 times a day. I just notice that I go to the bathroom a little more, so I'm cleansing, I'm detoxing, I'm ridding the body of excess waste matter. The average person, Kevin, walks around with 30 to 40 pounds of excess waste matter in their colon, and food transmit time on a typical Western diet is 30 to 40 hours. So you can take it 2-3 times a day. If you have a health challenge, I would go through 2 bottles a week, drink plenty of water, take your essential fatty acids, or omegas. I say omegas. Do your protein, drink plenty of water, and don't forget to connect with a higher power. This is really the key to finding purpose and meaning in life. So you can drink it as much as you want. I recommend 2-3 times a day if you wish to do that. If you want really, really good health, and depends, of course, on your level of activity. I know, Kevin, your energy level is really high, so you use a lot. My friend Susan Sly uses a lot. She's an athlete. Many athletes are an isogenic. They use it a couple of times a day. I personally use it sometimes 3-4 times a day, depending, of course, on my level of activity. But if you want to be more lean and fit and healthy, if you wish to deodorize and cleanse better, take it a couple of times a day with plenty of water, and you will see a difference in your hair, your skin, your nails. You'll be glowing. You'll be lighter. And you'll have a higher connection with spirit and with our universe. You'll definitely notice that, because that's what green foods do. They connect you with the spirit and the essence of who you are and with our universe. Because remember, you are putting in the highest source of energy that we can find from Mother Earth.
Wow. Impressive answer, Tony. Thank you very much. Now, let's switch gears for just a second. Let's get away from the greens. Let's talk about the colored fruits. Let's go to the fruit product real quick. Now, you said you put a scoop of that in your shake in the morning as well. What are some of the benefits of just the fruit product or fruits?
Very good question, Kevin. Well, scientists at Tufts University discovered, Kevin, that color is crucial in the fight against degenerative disease. And a very good friend of mine, he lives in West Los Angeles, he said, you know, Tony, we all rust on the inside. And I said, you know what, you're absolutely right. We do all rust on the inside, and that which causes accelerated aging and blood vessels that get damaged, and elasticity is significantly hindered and prohibited as a result. So scientists discovered that when we take colored superfoods, we increase nitric oxide in the body, meaning bringing more energy and more circulation to the body. We mop up these free radicals that go awry in the human body, and free radicals are like a guy seeking a date amongst 200 or 300 girls. He doesn't know which girl he should go and talk to, and he's walking around and walking around and walking around. He gets rejected, and finally he meets a girl, and she says, okay, I'll go and dance with you, I'll go on a date with you, and all of a sudden they're happy and can be happily ever after. So that's what an unpaired electron is. It means that it doesn't have a date. So if it's unpaired, it goes around and creating a cascade of multifaceted destruction in the human body, and when it's paired with another electron, it's happy ever after. It's fed, it's nourished, it's restored, it's replenished, it's rejuvenated, and it starts to build love and joy and health and happiness within the human body. And then when it gets damaged, Kevin, that's the analogy I'm using, when it gets damaged, when it gets broken, because, or when it's exposed, I should say, to the harsh elements of one's environment, or we're pouring in the wrong types of food into our body and we're drinking too many sugary drinks and saturated fat and trans fat, when we do that, we wreak havoc on the body, and as a result, oxidative stress gets increased. Degenerative disease occurs in the body. Acidosis takes over instead of alkalinity, and as a result, we're creating a cascade of discomfort and degeneration within the human psyche, within the consciousness and the fiber and the essence and the being of who we are as a person, because we're full of matter, we're full of waste matter, and we're full of water. And if we pollute our water, we pollute our environment, we pollute our consciousness, we pollute our thoughts, we pollute our blood vessels, and as a result, we destroy the very essence, Kevin, the very life force that God created for us in the first place. So if we give it life, we give our body energy, we give it positive thoughts, we give it purpose and meaning, we connect with the higher power, we live joyously, we find that meaning and purpose, and this is not just me speaking, this is now research. We have found that those who have found, and I've mentioned this several times now, those who find purpose and meaning in life through the use of not only good foods that are full of life and full of energy, that are full of vibrance and full of chlorophyll and full of antioxidants, tend to have a better quality of life than those who do not.
Well, you know, I absolutely agree, Tony. I've been out with you, and we've had this discussion many, many times, and it's just kind of fun to rehash it here tonight, to listen to you say it again. I know that there are a lot of new people on this call that have never heard you and never heard you speak to this, and I hope that it's really setting in with them. I hope that they're getting what you're saying, and I'm just going to throw this out there real quick. Again, we're not going to address any disease on this call. We never would ever do that. But if you're new on this call, I would suggest that you go out there to your favorite computer and dial up some Google and Google why it's important to have an alkaline body, why it's important to have a highly oxygenated body, why it's important to have a diet heavy in antioxidants, because you're going to see, as Dr. Tony has said, that it's going to actually benefit you in more ways than you could even imagine from what we're discussing on this call so far. So I would invite you all to do that tonight. So, Tony, let's switch gears for just a minute. Let's get away from the foods, and let's talk about feeding the mind. You have authored 14 books. You now have a brand new one, and I was teasing them early on. I wasn't going to tell them the name because I think it's so awesome. Why don't you tell us the name of your newest book and what it really is about?
Very good question, Kevin. Thank you for asking me that. You know, I used to watch and observe my parents who were married for 50 years before they passed away, and I thought, wow, what beautiful people. What an amazing couple who raised 11 children and stayed together for 50 years before, unfortunately, they were called to be with their maker. And I thought the destruction of the family is a terrible thing, not only in this country, North America, but all over the world now. And I was concerned about that. I wanted to address some of the destructive elements of the broken family in this country and the effects it had on the children, domestic violence, suicides, murders, bankruptcy court, divorce court. I was concerned about these things and why couples sue each other and turn against each other and turn against the children, and they are the ones that suffer in the process. And I encourage men and women, if you are going through a relationship crisis, to seek some help and go get therapy. There's nothing bad about it, and it's a stigma in some cultures around the world. People just say, oh, this is life, and this is just the way it is, and I'll just sit and grin and bear it. So I wrote the book, Mindful Romance, as How to Fight Less and Love More, a breakthrough guide for a lasting relationship, to provide people with some tools to connect more at the highest level of their being, to listen more and to fight less, and to really hear what their partner is saying, because most of us, in fact, all of us, when we come into the world, we don't have a handbook, we don't have a toolbox, we don't have a recipe for having not only a life filled with success. We come into the world and we stumble through the world and we learn what we can from, whether it's television or radio or newspapers, magazines, now social media. That's how we get our information, Kevin. There's no handbook for relationships unless you go to a seminar or a course or you read a book. So that's why I think this is my finest work and my finest book, other than Breaking the Poverty Cycle, How to Think Like a Millionaire, How to Act Like a Millionaire, How to Become One, How to Become a Decent Human Being that connects with people at the highest level, at the highest core of their being. And that's why I wrote that book, so that we can live as family, that we can live harmoniously despite our differences, and how we can recognize our differences and how we can use our differences to our best benefit. That's the reason why I wrote Mindful Romance.
I just love the name, Tony, Mindful Romance. You know, we've talked a lot about food and how we're mindful of what we're eating, and I believe it's a beautiful segue into this book about the relationships. And you know what, you bring so much of your own experience with you when you write your books. I've read several of them. You know, a lot of your books are about the foods that you are formulating or have experienced. You know, the Miracle Red Superfoods, the Miracle Superfoods that Heal. I've really enjoyed those. But when you start talking about your other experience about becoming a self-made millionaire in the Mindful Millionaire, and now this one as far as romance, the Mindful Romance, I think it's phenomenal that you share with us what you found, not only adapting your own personal experience, but now, of course, your experience as, you know, developing your master's in psychology and your PhD. I mean, all of these together now are really, really coming to the top in the surface in your new stuff, and I really am enjoying that, Tony. I can barely wait to read this one.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And you know, the interesting thing, Kevin, is most people would rather go to divorce court, destroy the family, wreck the lives of their children, because over 70% of all divorces in the United States could be avoided. And if you do go to court and get a divorce, it affects the child or the children, and they too will generally have a divorce as well. So it's a huge, huge problem. Read the book. Give yourself an opportunity to assess your relationship and where it's at, because sometimes you think, hey, I don't know what to do. Well, the book addresses those issues and gives you the tools that you need to reconnect and to start over again in the context of love and joy.
Wow. And you know, I just went to Amazon while you were chatting and pulled up your name, Dr. Tony O'Donnell. And for those of you that are not familiar with how you spell that, it's O'Donnell. Go to Amazon, pull up Dr. Tony. You'll see the Mindful Romance right at the top of the list. Followed by all of his other great books, The Miracle Red Superfoods That Heal, Miracle Superfoods That Heal, The Secrets of a Healthy Diet, The Mindful Millionaire. I mean, there are so many out there, Tony, and you've done such a great job, as I said, integrating your personal experience with your knowledge, and I think that's what makes what you write so fun to read and so important to read. So thank you very, very much for making those available to us.
You're welcome, Kevin. We're breaking up just a little bit on your side with your phone. Not sure why. Might be a little bird on the line, so I just wanted you to know that if you weren't aware.
Okay,
of that.
Am I better now?
You're always great, Kevin.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you very, very much. So let's break away from that now, and we got people now. We got them eating good. We got them reading now. We're getting mindful of their romance. Let's just break away for just a second. Let's just talk about the Mindful Millionaire, because that's one of my favorites. You know that I love the fact that you're a self-made millionaire, came over from Ireland with just a few dollars to your name, and have made yourself into the success that we see today. Let's talk a little bit about that one before we let you off the line tonight. What do you say?
Thanks, Kevin. Well, another reason, Kevin, why we don't get what we want in life and why we're not having the success that we richly deserve here in this great country we call America, because people are not plotting and scheming, with all due respect, to go to Mexico or go to Poland. They're all coming to America, as Neil Diamond sings about in his wonderful music. Again, we're born into the world with no toolbox, no opportunity to really discover what it takes to become hugely successful. Unless, of course, we are seeking. And Mother Teresa says, whatever you are seeking is also seeking you. So I wrote that book, How to Think Like a Millionaire, How to Act Like a Millionaire, and How to Become One, and the DVDs and the CDs that go with that, again, to give people the tools to help them overcome those barriers, to give them a tool chest that they can go to at any time and say, oh, I didn't understand that. I didn't know I need to do that. I show them how to write their goals down. I show them how to have good time management. I help them have structure in their life. I help them overcome some of the obstacles, because we hear the word no 10,000 times by the time we're 4 years old. No, Kevin, you can't do that. No, you shouldn't do that. No, you can't do that. So we're programmed from a very young age. We also have a socioeconomic status, or where we grew up, and our parents and our conditioning and our response to our conditioning and the choices that we make to our conditioning. If our parents were not successful, more than likely the children will not be successful if they didn't have a good role model. So role models are really important, looking up to people who have already done it. This is why I've gone to all the courses, taken all the classes, and I still continue to take personal development classes. I go to them on a continuous basis with my mentors, the Jack Canfields of the world, who I love, the Tony Robbins of the world, the Deepak Chopras of the world, the Les Browns, the Mark Victor Hansons of the world, the Dr. John Grays of the world. These are wonderful people that inspire, that help people get a clear vision of what it is that they want for his or her life. They give them a roadmap. If you're stuck, they show you how to navigate the landmines of the obstacles that come up, because obstacles are just stumbling blocks on your way towards your greatness. Willie Jolly said that if you fall down, if you can look up, then you can get up. And if you can look up, you can get back up, and you can get back on track. And that's what I teach in the Millionaire Mindset, Breaking the Poverty Cycle, and How to Think Like a Millionaire, How to Act Like a Millionaire, How to Become One. The thing that holds us back more than anything else, Kevin, are two things. Number one is fear, which stands for false expectations that appear to be real, and doubt. So you have lots of doubt and lots of fear. Difficult to move forward. The book addresses those issues and shows you how to get out of fear, get out of doubt, and how you get on that horse and start riding towards the finish line.
Oh, I love the way that you phrased all of that. And I've never heard you say the line from Mother Teresa, whatever you are seeking is also seeking you. That's a powerful statement, and I hope everybody wrote that down, because that's the key. That's the key to it right there.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. I was not successful when I came to this country with $500 to my name. I became very, very successful and a self-made, as you mentioned, self-made millionaire, owning millions of dollars in real estate, only because I went and I started to seek mentors, motivational speakers, personal development seminars, reading books, turning my car into a university on wheels, and eventually obviously doing my own seminars and also creating my own DVDs and CDs and books. To help and inspire other people, our job is to pay it forward and give back to other people. And it all starts with your state of mind. Be careful of the choices you are making on a daily basis, not only from a personal development standpoint, but also from the food that you're eating on a daily basis. Your food will destroy the dendrites and neurons in our brain. The sugar will slow down your cognitive ability and your thinking processes. And excess carbohydrates and soda pop will cause you to gain excessive amounts of weight, so you can't function effectively. You'll see successful people move very quickly. They make decisions very quickly. They go seek solutions exceptionally fast. They're always in the solution mode. They're not looking for the negative. They're always seeking the solutions. And when you're seeking the solutions, you will find a way. Which way do you go? Do you go to the left or do you go to the right? Do you go around the wall or do you go over the wall? Always seeking and finding solutions rather than thinking, oh, can't get around that wall. For example, I was just in Fort Bragg in Napa Valley up towards Northern California, visiting my great friend, Dr. John Gray, at his amazing soul-to-soul seminar, where, again, he teaches couples how to connect and love more unconditionally. And while I was driving up there, the road was, someone said, for multiple hours. Well, everybody's sitting there getting frustrated, getting angry, getting on their phones, not knowing what to do on this narrow little road. I asked someone, I said, is there another way into town? And someone said, yes, follow me. I said, you got it. If I get there, well, just get on the 101 and get off on the street and you'll end right up. So it was actually much more effective, got there faster without any stress whatsoever, while everybody else sat there stressing out because they weren't in the solution. Get in the solution and get into it quickly and continue to get into it on a daily basis. If something's not working, change your approach.
Tony, thank you very, very much. I love your mindset. I love your perspective. I love where you come from. As I said earlier, I love that you bring your own experience and knowledge to these calls, to the books, to your products. And it's been phenomenal to have you here tonight as a guest. Thank you very, very much for taking time. I know I promised you 45 minutes, and we're quickly approaching that. Is there anything else that you'd like to take the next few minutes to say to the team that's listening in tonight?
Well, I think one of the things that we can all do is be grateful and be thankful. And we need to be able to reach back and help those and encourage those and become a mentor and a motivator and a coach and a support for other people in our industry, particularly in our isogenics business, who may be struggling with their business or who may need some tools. So reach back, ask questions, help other people, be a source of good for others, pay it forward. Don't make it all about you and your business. Make it all about other people's business. And when you help other people, you get the blessings, because the blessings come from helping other people. The great Martin Luther King says that you don't have to see the whole staircase, Kevin. Just take the first step. And he also went on to say, who I love his work, he said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve, because we live in the United States of America. Be of service to your fellow man. Be of service to your wife. Be of service to your partner. Be of service to your children. Be of service to your church. Be of service to your community. Be of service to other people, and in the process, you get to be served.
Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy Monday. I know how busy of a person you are. Thank you for taking time to be here with us. I know you alluded earlier when we were chatting that you're going to be here in Phoenix. I hope to see you this weekend, my friend. Let's go have some dinner.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you and love you unconditionally. Thank you. Thank you for all of those of you on the call who are listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go after your dreams. Crush your fear. Go after it with every fiber of your being, and you too will become successful. I'll see you at the top.
All righty. I'm going to open up the lines, Tony, so that everybody can say goodbye to you. Here we go.